Reading from Green Hills, Long Valley, a chapter in The Long River Home. The boy lies there waiting a long time, smelling the spring earth, till he hears them go, footsteps through underbrush. This other song of loving and longing can wait. The birds return, bringing with them memories of his grandfather. They're fishing together, working at his side, scoring the baseball games, talking on rides to the lumberyard. These are not gone. He breathes in and out. Memories remain. He closes his eyes to an image of his grandfather's face, which fades into that of his father now. He lies there alone, staring up through trees till the morning clouds seem to still, and he and the earth move under them. And in the green leaves, dancing with life above him, he sees the broken parts of sunlight and sky as a sign of something deeper, something more. His grandfather's loss, this sense of distances, and this new longing he feels for love is all part of life's change. Everything is departing, and everything is arriving. He rises, knowing that he stands in a grace of the land and the woods that remain. As he begins a slow walk down that familiar valley, he looks out over the river and hills and feels in blood and memory what holds him. That great river runs through this deep valley, and its waters will rise and fall again and again, creeping into houses, bringing mud and decay, a dampness over all, while we retreat in rainfall. Then the sun will come, and the waters recede, as we reclaim our lives again. Down the hill is home, and the people I love.